This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome. We are so glad to have you here today on Close Up Fort Mill TKK, live from Famous Toastery, where every server is your server, broadcasting on WRHIFM 100.1, South Carolina's most honored radio station. Carol Howell is my guest today. She is a number one best-selling author, dementia specialist, endorsed life coach, executive director of Senior Life Journeys, caregiver to her mother, Vera, who has advancing Alzheimer's. And that's what we're talking about today, is the journey of Alzheimer's. Welcome, Carol, to Close Up.
Well, thank you, Patty. I'm very, very glad and honored to be here.
Well, I am honored to have you here. You have quite a lot of achievements, accomplishments beside your name. And I know they really began for all of us, but really with you. Our mother.
Oh, yes.
Your mother.
Is there anything more wonderful in the world than a good mama?
Such a blessing. I mean, yes, you have a good mama, you've already won the lottery.
Amen.
Amen. So let's begin with your story.
Yes.
How did you become a dementia Alzheimer's specialist?
Yeah. Well, the why of how that happened is my mom's diagnosis of Alzheimer's in 2006. And before that, my grandmother, her mother, had traveled the journey of dementia, and at that point was in her very last days. But when Mama's diagnosis came through, it just hit so hard. And I knew that I had to learn, I had to understand, so I could be the best caregiver for my mama. I tell everybody my mama and I are hooked at the hip. And we are just best buddies, and we did everything together, more so than most mother-daughter situations. And so I had to know, and I had to learn and be prepared so I could always be there and be the best for my mama that I could be. And that's what started it.
Wow. So did you ever have any bumpy times growing up? Yes. Because, you know, I think we all, as we mature into women, hopefully we all find that way back to our moms, mm-hmm. and rediscover not only that our mother is a fantastic lady, but she's also a fantastic friend.
Right. I can honestly say that the bumpy times growing up were when I got in trouble, which happened one whole time in my life. That's a big fat lie.
Now, are you an only child?
Oh, I have an older sister and a younger sister, puts me in the middle, which explains so much about my personality. But I always knew that I had to behave, because you did not want the wrath of Vera.
Your mother.
My mama, yeah, that was not happy. She would get the fly swat off the top of the refrigerator, and it was on then, buddy. And that wasn't going to happen to me. Now, my little sister, on the other hand, experienced it quite a lot. but I figured out, no, I'm not doing that. But no, really, Mom and I have never had a time in our relationship that we weren't a thing, that we weren't together. And I tell folks, when my mom moved to Fayetteville, North Carolina, to open a Lazy Boy showcase shop, this was before the days of cell phones, and it was during the days when I lived through very high long-distance phone bills, and the phone bill would come in, it'd be $300 and $400 a month, and my husband said, "You've got to quit talking to your mama so much, the phone bill's too high." And my response was, "No, you need to change the budget, because I'm still going to call my mama. Just get over it."
I love it. So it sounds like your mom has always been a career-minded lady.
It's interesting. She really was, yet she was this amazing homemaker. She made all the clothes all three of us wore, and she made the neckties and the leisure suits from the 1970s that my daddy wore, and she made the draperies in our house. But she always had a very important job, and up until the time that she quit working. At that point, when Mama quit working, she was at Allison Loves Fine Jewelry on Cherry Road. A little plug for Allison. You can charge her for that. And always excelled at whatever she did. That's Mama.
Oh, well, this is just amazing, because she was able to manage so many things and mm-hmm. still make you, the middle child,
yes.
feel special.
Every day.
That's huge.
Every day. Yeah.
Now, how old was your mother when you began to see changes and ultimately she received the diagnosis?
So Mama was diagnosed in August of 2006, which made her 66, I think, something like that. I'd have to do the math. Listen, Patty, I am a girl's, I'm a word girl, not a numbers girl. Hey. I have to get the calculator.
High five on right. that. Me too. Me too. Don't even ask me.
But actually, for probably 6 months to a year before that, I started picking up on some issues Mama was having, and I wanted to blame it, and I did blame it on medication that she was on because she had back pain. And truly, that medication could result in dementia that is reversible. You get off that medication, you no longer have those issues. But that didn't happen for Mama. Not only did the medication not help her back, but it did bring to the forefront that she was having some issues thinking clearly. And that's when we went to the doctor. I tell everybody, it was about 20 minutes after I noticed Mama had an issue. We were at the doctor. We did not wait around too long. So she was diagnosed very early in her disease, so that we started on this journey quite earlier than most folks do.
Now, you've written a book, and thank you so much for the gift. You've given it to me because my father, too, has yes. Alzheimer's. It's called Let's Talk Dementia.
Right.
In this book, you share information in a way that answers a lot of questions that caregivers and those with loved ones, you know, experiencing this have. But you did it in a way where it's easy to understand, and you have a unique way of ending each chapter.
Yes, I do. I end the chapters with a smile and a funny joke or a funny story. Some of the stories are not true. They are just stories that are funny. But a lot of them are true stories of things that either have happened to me or someone has called and told me what has happened. And it's just good stories, good, clean stories. You know how hard those are to find?
I do, but you've done a great job. And you've also broken down certain topics like onset, you know, like the reversible dementia, you talked about that. I guess we all have a laundry list. It's almost like when we lose something, we exhaust every possible place it might be before we finally say it's lost.
Right.
I would imagine that's accepting Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah. Well, and another comparison with your story there with trying to find something that's lost and is the diagnosing process itself. So being diagnosed with Alzheimer's is we're going to exhaust every other possibility. It is a diagnosis of exclusion. We figure out what it is not, and then what is left is Alzheimer's. With something like a 97% accuracy rate now, we can diagnose Alzheimer's while you're still living. To know 100% sure does require autopsy, which we prefer not to do while you're still alive. I don't know why, but
not usually a good idea.
No, it's not. So we're going to exclude all the other things, and then what's left is Alzheimer's.
I gotcha. Well, that's I didn't realize that, you know, 97%, you know, could be diagnosed pretty accurately.
Yes.
That's huge accuracy, because a lot of times it would be post-mortem and find out then.
Right.
I want to talk to you a little bit about just what it is to have something like this happen to your life and how it's changed your life and where you are and in a direction that you probably nobody ever sees yourself in, but you've not only accepted where you are and you're helping so many people figure out how to work through where they are as well. Right now, we're going to take a mid-program break and just remind our listeners that you are listening to Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina, buying, building, or refinancing. Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company. And we are live today at Famous Toastery right here in TKK, where every server is your server. Come on back. We've got lots more with Carol Howell. She is a dementia specialist, an author, an endorsed life coach, and you're going to want to hear more about her mama, Vera, because she's amazing.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in Tiga K, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome. So glad to have you on this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK. My guest, Carol Howell. She is an internationally certified dementia practitioner, and we're talking dementia. We're talking about what it means to, from her perspective, her mama. I love that. And all that you have done in terms of reaching out and helping others. Before we talk about your books and your Facebook program and all your podcast, all the things, all the special ways that you reach people with helpful knowledge, a little bit of humor,
right,
which helps the medicine go down, a little bit of sugar, right?
Amen.
Why does it seem that Alzheimer's are on, the diagnosis, it's on the rise? Is it on the rise, or is it just that we're better at diagnosing?
Well, I think one of the reasons that it's on the rise is baby boomer population is so large. There's a whole lot of us baby boomers out there that are reaching that age where we see more diagnoses of Alzheimer's just in general. So there's just more of us. Another reason is we are diagnosing it better. So long ago, when you and I were growing up, Patty, it was called hardening of the arteries or senility. And really what they were dealing with was Alzheimer's, but it was just not being diagnosed that way. So we're just diagnosing it better. We're hearing that word more frequently because of that. But I believe one of the reasons we're seeing so much Alzheimer's type dementia specifically, realizing there's over 200 kinds of dementia, but we're talking about Alzheimer's right now, is because of what we put into our bodies or what we don't put into our bodies. And we are a world that spend so much time with eating preservatives and things that are in bags and we don't spend enough time with those fresh things. And I think what that does to the body and what it does to the heart is having a drastic effect on the brain.
How prevalent is Alzheimer's right now?
Well, statistically, every 61 seconds, someone's diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Now, remember, I said there's over 200 reasons for dementia. So that means very, very often in that 61 seconds, someone's being diagnosed with a different type of dementia. But every 61 seconds, somebody is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. That's scary.
What are some of the other types of dementia?
Right. So on the irreversible dementias, because we have reversible and irreversible, on the irreversible, which is where we find Alzheimer's, you have the second leading, which is vascular dementia or a stroke. A stroke can cause a vascular dementia, or an aneurysm can cause a vascular dementia. And then we have Parkinson's and Lewy body and Huntington's and mad cow disease, which you think, I don't know of anybody at mad cow disease. I know of two people in York County who lost their mothers from mad cow disease. They lived on the same road. How crazy is that?
How crazy is that?
They had both traveled out of the country, and that was the connection there. So that made me feel a little bit better. What about you?
Yeah. Because it always seems to happen somewhere else.
Somewhere else, right. AIDS can bring about an irreversible dementia. So those are some of the irreversible. And on the reversible, you have a urinary tract infection or being intoxicated. that's dementia because you can't function properly or you're high on drugs, either legal or you may be having side effects from a legal drug or an illegal drug, whichever. A urinary tract infection can bring about dementia in someone who doesn't have dementia, and then it can cause someone who has dementia to have crazy side effects. It's like pouring gasoline on a fire. It makes their dementia much worse.
Wow.
Just a few of them.
That's amazing. You mentioned environmental factors mm-hmm. that can potentially set a person up for dementia. Hereditary.
Mm.
Are you concerned with your mother, and should I be concerned with my father?
Yeah. There is a hereditary component to late onset Alzheimer's, which is what my mama has and your daddy. They were both diagnosed after the age of 65. Early onset is diagnosed before 65. So let's talk about late onset, which is the most prevalent by far, thankfully. But there is a genetic component, but it's much smaller now than what previously was thought. That being said, yes, you need to be concerned, but so does everybody in that what we are doing for our bodies and for our mind to protect ourselves. And on our Facebook show recently, I've been talking about some simple things. One is eating like an ounce of raw nuts a day has been proved to stave off dementia by as much as 2 years. And an ounce of raw nuts is nothing.
That must be why I see so many of these jars from Sam's with nuts in them at my mama's house. Because I always get a handful.
Yeah. And literally, if you just feel the very center of the palm of your hand, not even the palm of your hand, that's about how many nuts that is. It's just a nut.
It's a habit. It's a nut.
That's it. So that's one thing that we can do. And another thing is keeping our skin moisturized. We know that when our skin is not moisturized well, it dries out, we run the risk of inflammation. Inflammation on our skin is the largest organ of our body, and when that skin becomes inflamed, cytokines, I believe is the correct word, rush to that site, cause inflammation. We know for a fact inflammation is awful for the brain. What inflammation does to the brain, you can't begin to think about. So just moisturize like crazy.
Another good habit.
Yeah, there are a lot of simple things that we can do, but in our world, we're so busy, we just think we don't have time for it. You get Alzheimer's, you suddenly have time for it, but now you may be too late.
Now, your Facebook program.
Yes.
You offer some very basic tips, not only for, in terms of just knowledge of the disease, but for the caregivers.
Right. So the show is Monday through Thursday morning at 8:15 until 8:30 on my Facebook page. If they go to Let's Talk Dementia, well, right now go to Carol Howell. That's where it is. But we are getting ready to exceed our 5,000 friend limit. And so I'm hoping I will be moving in 3 weeks the show over to the Let's Talk Dementia page where I can have, I don't know how many, more than that. But if you go to Carol Howell, that Facebook page, we're on at 8:15 to 8:30. And on Monday, it's Mama Monday. I update folks on what's going on with my silly little mama on Mondays. It generally has something to do with how many dirty words that she has said in the last 24 hours.
Which I'm sure she never cursed
before. No, she never cursed before. And there's actually a reason that happens. But it's just funny with Mama, and it makes me giggle. Tuesday is Tips on Tuesday, and I give some kind of caregiving tip. Wednesday is Wacky Wednesday, which means Carol can talk about whatever I want to. Most of the time it has something to do with dementia, and every once in a while I just get on a roll of something that's on my brain. I think this Wednesday I talked about rude people. I can't abide rude people, and I experienced a rude woman at Aldi who was being rude to her mother with dementia. Oh, yeah, that didn't sit well.
That did not fly.
No, it did not.
Hey, we're going to take a mid-program break. When we come back, I want to learn about a fundraiser that we all can participate in.
Please.
Again, very easy, something we all have. We can all contribute, and it doesn't cost you a thing. But
no
it makes
money.
A world of difference for where it's going. But first, we just want to thank you for tuning in, because we've got more with Carol Howell. She knows a lot about dementia, and we're learning along with her today on this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. That's a mouthful. Buying, building, or refinancing, put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company. And we are live today at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server. More Close Up in just a few.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in TKK, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is the perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back, and you're listening to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. My guest today, Carol Howell. She is an Amazon number one best-selling author, internationally certified dementia practitioner, endorsed life coach, executive director of Senior Life Journeys. I know, she's sitting here rolling her eyes like, oh, stop, stop. But seriously, you have done so much, inspired by your mother, Vera, who has advancing Alzheimer's. You've written a book, and you've got an organization, a nonprofit. Right. What is the name of your organization?
Well, we go by Let's Talk Dementia specifically. That's how you can find us, letstalkdementia.org on the website. We're there. And all of our branding is Let's Talk Dementia on the podcast, the book, the Facebook, you name it, it's Let's Talk Dementia.
What's the mission? What's your mission statement?
So Let's Talk Dementia is dedicated to the education of dementia for overworked, underappreciated caregivers.
There you go. And you've got a fundraiser coming up.
Oh, yes, we do. Got sneakers? Of course you do.
More than one pair.
Yes, and some of them you're not wearing anymore. So the fundraiser is called Got Sneakers. And we are placing boxes around York County, Chester County, and actually Gaston County in North Carolina, and asking folks just to donate their used athletic shoes, tennis shoes, or rubber-soled cleats. And then we come and we empty up the box. We send them to an organization who gives us $1 for every pair we collect. It is so simple. And folks, I have been in some of your houses. You got too much junk. Clean out your closets. And if you don't know where to drop them off, you send me an email, carol@letstalkdementia.org, and I will tell you where. In fact, my husband needs to remind me. We need to put that on our website, don't we? All our collection sites. I haven't done that yet. I will do that.
I'm amazed at how you have found the strength to not only continue to be a caregiver for your mother, but also recognize the need that other caregivers have. It can be a very lonely path.
It can be a very lonely path, and it is a very sad path. Even when you have people supporting you, it is a sad journey. And my hope is to help folks find some strength and some hope and some joy and to realize that the Lord above is still caring for them and still loves them. And he didn't forsake them when that dementia diagnosis came through. If anything, he held them closer. And so that's what I want folks to experience.
You know, I love your approach because you are present. You become present because of the technology that we have today.
Right.
Those living at home, maybe they're the primary caregiver to their loved ones, can feel lonely, but they can go to your site and they can have that connection with someone that really understands. But you also, you speak.
I do.
At organizations. So tell me about the type of organizations that reach out to Carol Howell.
Well, anyone who is breathing, we are willing to come speak to. Someone said, who is your target audience? I said, those that are breathing pretty much.
But that's how important it is.
Well, yes, it is. We travel the Southeast predominantly. We spend a lot of time between here and Florida speaking. It's just worked out like that. Our presentation is called Let's Talk Dementia with a Splash of Humor. You would never guess when you hear what's going on in the room that we're talking about dementia because people are laughing and having a good time. But our target audience truly would be the caregiver. And the age range for that can be about any age you can think of, because we've got grandchildren taking care of grandma. That happens more than you think. And we have children in high school that are living in the home where, because grandma's there. And so I speak every year at Fort Mill High School, helping those kids to understand. So really, any group, we do not charge to speak. We are happy to come and address your church group, your social group, your group. We don't care.
I think sometimes it's the grandchildren that get overlooked in this, because
Oh, for sure.
They miss, and they're scared, and they don't really know how they can help.
Right.
So it's easy just to go quiet and remember the good old days. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to lose sight of what is the gift of this day.
You know, and that is what life is about, I think, whether we have dementia or not, is appreciating the now, enjoying the moment. And the more you do that, the better your life is.
Such an encourager. Such a big heart. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Patty.
Your continued service, and all the best to your mom, Vera.
Thank you.
Prayers lifted for her. And thank you for tuning into this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by York Electric Cooperative, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina, right here on Thursdays at Famous Toastery in TKK, where every server is your server. If you'd like to share today's show, you can visit WRHI.com. While you're there, check out past episodes of Close Up under the Programming tab. You can also visit the WRHI Facebook page, Twitter, download the free WRHI app. Until next time, this is